Good morning, everyone. This morning we continue to look at the Apostles' Creed, and in particular we're thinking about the line, I believe in God, the creator of heaven and earth. Let's just pray as we come to think about that together. Father, thank you that you are indeed the creator of all things seen and unseen, that you have revealed yourself in the scriptures that we might know you as our creator. Please help us to worship you as we should, for Jesus' sake. Amen. So help us to understand what it means for God to be creator. I'm going to need some help. So children, come down to the front of the church, and we're going to make something together. We're going to create a smoothie. And what we're going to do, I'm going to ask a question, this question up on the screen. Who made this? And if you can answer, there's too many of you. So if you can answer the question, you put your hand up, I'll pick somebody. And if you can answer the question, then you get to choose something to go into my blender. Okay, we're going to make a smoothie together. Okay, so what sort of a person made this? Brilliant. It's a carpenter. It's a big wooden chair, and it's made by a carpenter, like this one. Okay, so why don't you pick something? We've got strawberries and raspberries and spinach and chilli and chocolate and all sorts of things, and pop something in the blender for us. Notice as we go that we make things out of things. We're making a smoothie out of various foodstuffs. But God made things out of nothing. Okay, brilliant. Thank you for that. Now, who made this? It's okay if you decide to say your mum. But who made this beautiful meal? Brilliant. Chef. I don't think it's the same chef as the one who made the first meal. I couldn't get that photo, but please just pop. Are you going to go for the chili? Marvellous. Well done. We make things with our hands. You have to pick that up and put it into the blender. You can't just speak and the chili jumps into the pot. But God made everything just by speaking words. Okay, who made this? Two answers to this one. Okay, yep, brilliant. A builder. It's a house being built. A builder. Who designs the building? Does the builder design the building? No, it's a brilliant architect. Right, you can both pick something and pop it into the blender. While you're doing that, just think, we make things here on earth, but God made the heavens and the earth. He made everything. So who made this? Picture of the world and the stars around. God made that. God created everything. We can make lots of things, beautiful things here on earth. God created us to be creative. Some of the things we can make are really amazing, aren't they? Sometimes they're a bit of a mess. Perhaps like this smoothie, we'll find out later. Why not talk to your neighbour about your favourite food that you would give thanks for if you were eating it today? And I'm going to just whiz the blender. So look what we've made. Isn't that amazing? I guess we'll find out in a minute. But look at what God made up on the screen there. The heavens and the earth. Let me hand back to John and we'll gather again in a few minutes. And I wonder, I was going to ask for a volunteer for this part of the service, and then someone put a chili in the smoothie, and so I'm going to just pick on someone. And it's great having colleagues, because you can totally pick on them. So John, would you come up and try some of this with me?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Do you think this is fair? You do.
That was a foolish question. Foolish question. John, come on. Come on.
I don't want to.
Come on. It's not that bad, honestly. Come on.
In this. Look at it. It looks like cold soup.
Mm. I'll tell you what. Mm. What do you think, John?
Oh, wow.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, Ash, thank you so much for making this. It's actually really, really nice.
It is.
It's seriously good.
What's your favourite bit, John?
My favourite bit.
Sorry?
Well, I mean, it's all mixed up. It's all mixed up together. I saw you mix it, so I mean, all of it's my favourite bit. It's really lovely.
John.
But I can taste the raspberries in there. Mm.
And the chilli.
I can't really taste the chilli.
Mm. Marvellous stuff. John, please have a seat.
I'll take this with me.
Some people are so rude, aren't they? Some people are so rude. Now, look, we just had a little drama. Okay? We've had two people come up to the front and have some of the smoothie. Both of them liked it, I think. It's full of yummy things. They clearly wanted some. But they behaved towards me in very different ways. Did you notice that? I made the smoothie. I gave it, I put it out there. And John came and had a conversation with me, and Sally's been very rude. It's very unlike Sally, actually. Everyone knows Sally's lovely, but today she's been extremely rude, and she's come and taken it and ignored me. I wonder, how do you think, boys and girls, how do you think I feel towards Sally right now? Cross. Yeah, that's right. When you are generous and somebody takes from you and ignores you, that makes you sad, doesn't it? It can make you cross. What about how I might be feeling towards John right now? Okay? No? Yeah, why would I be happy with him, Benjamin? Yeah. It's really simple, isn't it? John was a bit trepidatious about it, if we're honest, but he's still drinking it at the front here. And he was really thankful, and we had a conversation about it, and I felt like I was valued. Now, look, who made this? Okay, all the children, 1, 2, 3?
God!
Okay, great. God made this, and all of this, and all of this, and all of us. And there is so much for us to be thankful for, isn't there? But so often, we take the things that God has given to us and ignore him. And that will make God feel sad. That's why we confess our sins every week. We can treat the things that he has made as if they are more important than God is. But did you hear in the reading we just had read to us by Penny? Just let me read two verses again for us. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Who's better than God? Who is as big as God? Who made the universe? Nobody else made the universe. God says, look up. Lift up your eyes and look at the heavens. Who created all of these? We're supposed to go, wow. Does that picture not make your heart just go beat a bit faster? Do you not think, gosh, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And when we go, wow, it should cause us to worship. We need to be a people who turn our wows into worship, to say thank you to God for all of the things that make us really happy, whether it's food, you shared with your neighbour a few minutes ago, favourite foods, or people, or things, or just the world around us. When we feel a wow building in us, we need to turn that to thankfulness and say thank you to God. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to pray and say thank you to God, and then we'll sing again. A song that's based on this reading from Isaiah. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are indeed the creator of the heavens and the earth, all that we can ever see and all that is unseen. And we are so amazingly grateful for your kindness in putting us here and giving us so many things and people and experiences to enjoy. Please, would you help us to turn our wows into worship of our creator? For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.